SeaTac airport officials are calling Friday's airplane theft an aberration, but they are considering making security changes. Meanwhile, many people have been trying to make sense of what happened and what can be done to make sure it doesn't happen again. For some answers, I spoke with Jeff Price. He's an aviation security consultant based in Colorado. He told me about his reaction when he heard about the incident on Friday.
Well, the first thing that went through my mind was, you've got to be kidding me. This has always been somewhere in the threat matrix, but it's typically been low probability.
How low probability?
So low, in fact, that there hasn't been a lot of attention focused on it. The airlines are responsible for keeping unauthorized personnel off the airplane itself, and they do have procedures in place for that, and I think they kind of just assumed that those procedures were adequate, and I don't know that they were focused as much on ramp personnel.
Jeff, quite a few of us were surprised that a member of the ground crew was able to get into the cockpit and then start it up and take off. What steps do you think could be taken to prevent something like this from happening again?
In this particular situation, I think the airlines need to take a close look at how they protect those aircraft when they are buttoned up and by themselves, when they literally are left by themselves on the ramp areas. I think they need to look at additional security for those areas. I think the other thing that's going to happen is we'll see a push to put some technology into the cockpit that would require somebody to put in some sort of a code that without that code, the engines aren't going to start. Pilots would still have that code, but it's going to eliminate a lot of other people who don't know the code. Because right now, if you can access most of those aircraft, there's not like there's a key. There's a startup procedure form, and you grab the manual and off you go.
Jeff, as far as we know, the man who stole this plane, Richard Russell, did not have a pilot's license. And he seemed to be telling the air traffic controllers that he had played video games, though. In the real world, how difficult is it to fly a plane and to do barrel rolls without formal training?
This guy got incredibly lucky. If everything we're hearing is true, that he really didn't have any flight experience, and he just basically sat at home and played flight simulator for hours on end, that will actually teach you the physics of how an aircraft flies. But it's very different to jump in the thing and actually do it. A lot of times, pilots on their first time ever taking off, they tend to pull back too far on the stick, and which can stall the plane, and then your flight's over right there. Because it's doing the flight simulator, you don't get the sensation of the thrust going down the runway and that your body lifting into the air, and you know, it was the nose too high. And so I think the guy was incredibly lucky to pull off what he did.
You know, Jeff, you mentioned that this type of scenario is just so far down the list of probabilities for people to consider. Well, now people are considering it, and I'm wondering what big questions you have left about this story and this type of scenario.
I think this just got moved up higher on the list, because even though this wasn't a terrorist event, people who want to commit acts of terror have now just gone to school on this incident and are breaking down every element of it to determine how this guy did it. And it's long been known that members of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, have highly desired to get somebody who is an employee of an airport, an airline, or somebody that has access to a plane on their side. I think if you need to have a wake-up call, this is one of the best ways to have it. It's tragic that he perished in the event, but it's better to have a wake-up call like this than have a wake-up call with nearly 3,000 people being killed.
That is Jeff Price, owner of Leading Edge Strategies, an airport training company based in Colorado. You can find out more about this story later this afternoon on KUOW.org.